Suppose we're all getting ready to go on pilgrimage, and I won't be with you this year. I'll be at home in Drogheda, and please God, next year I might be back with you again. But a couple of weeks ago, I was on a different pilgrimage, a pilgrimage to Madrid, to World Youth Day, with a group of young people from the diocese, 42 young people from the diocese who went to Madrid. And we had an absolutely fantastic time. 2 million young people gathered from all over the world celebrating their faith. You can just imagine the colour, the flags. You can just imagine the atmosphere. All of those people coming to and temperatures of over 40 degrees, which we struggled to survive in, but we did. But we really had a great time over there. And we met all sorts of people, and we went to all different types of talks and ceremonies. But one particular image, throughout the whole week, one particular image when I came home stayed with me. On Thursday, we gathered in Madrid, around the centre of the city, to welcome the Pope to Madrid. All of us, we made our way in the hustle and the bustle through the crowds, and we were lucky enough, I suppose, as our group from the Mead Diocese, we got a very good position. We were right up near the front, and we were delighted with ourselves. But we had to wait for about 4 hours in the heat of 40 degrees for the Pope, who arrived at 7:30. And the Pope arrived, and there was great rapture, a huge welcome. And then there was quiet and stillness, and the prayers began. And it was during the prayers of the faithful that a girl said, "Look up there." And we looked up, and there we saw, above the crowd, a wheelchair, a man in a wheelchair, like he was hovering above the crowd. The people with him had lifted him up so that he could see the Pope. It was a very striking image. During the prayer of the faithful, this man actually physically lifted up in prayer. And I suppose it's not unlike what we do as the Lord's hospitality. We also lift people up in prayer, bringing those who are sick, who under ordinary circumstances may not be able to go to the shrine in Lourdes, bringing our own intentions, and bringing the intentions of those who have asked for our prayers. Prayers of thanksgiving, prayers of petition, prayers to our Father in heaven through the intercession of Our Lady and Saint Bernadette. And the theme this year in Lourdes is praying the Our Father. Praying the Our Father with Bernadette. So maybe every time this year when we're in Lourdes, when we pray the Our Father, whether it's in the Rosary or during the Mass, or maybe a quiet Our Father at the Grotto, let us raise our prayer to God our Father, lifting up those whom we are praying for, lifting them up in our prayer for the sick, for our own intentions, and we have many intentions which we bring ourselves, and for the intentions of those who have asked for our prayers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.